Mikey Pod on the Bayou, episode 17.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou show. Yeehaw!
That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tippin' rednecks.
Woohoo! I've got a new intro. I'm not starting again, damn it. This is my third time to start the show. That intro, and I've got a new outro and some other stuff you hear in the show today, was done by Adam Raymer at madtownaces.com. Check him out if you're a podcaster or in radio or anything like that. He does great work. Fast and really easy to work with. And I was like, at the end of this whole process, I was thinking, is that it? Is that all you want me to pay? So there's that. There's a little plug for Adam. Thank you, Adam. I'm so excited. On today's show, I have a new segment from Bicycle Mark in Amsterdam. He's doing a... I'm just going to sit here and wait for the word to come to me. Activism 101. I asked him to do this earlier in the week, and I'll explain more about that when we come up to that. Also, we have music from New York's Jen Vicks and a 100-word story from Lawrence Simon. I also would like to thank Russell Holloman, Lewis Hill, Chris Daly, and Lawrence Simon for allowing me to be a part of the ReadaCast. Can you tell I had pre-written that? I'm writing down things so I won't forget to say it. And also, Adam Raymer helped us with that. That's how I actually met him. He hosted our Skype call for part of the time. So that was fun. I did indeed make it through the storm. It was pretty much a non-event here in Houston, although they got nailed pretty hard in southeast Texas and in southwest Louisiana. But here, all my friends and family are accounted for, and for what I can tell, people have been able to get back in the city pretty easily. If you are not in the city and somehow managing to download this, there's a specific schedule for when you should come back, so check that out before you come flying down here and filling up the freeways. My mom is back safe and... Well, she's in Austin safe and sound. She was stuck. For almost 24 hours, it seems. She spent the night in a service station on her way to Austin, so I'm glad that she's safe. I watched a lot of movies during this time because everything is closed. Everyone's gone. I don't even have to work today. So I'm going to do little capsule reviews of the movies I saw this weekend. I did indeed see Donnie Darko for the second time over at my friend Tiffany and Seth's house, and it featured the following song from the 80s. In keeping with my... sort of retro feel lately. This is Echo and the Bunnymen with The Killing Moon. I still haven't learned how to do this smoothly, so I'm going to keep on talking until I find... I'm going to fade out ever so gently this music. And then, where in the world? There it is. This is Echo and the Bunnymen. Echo and the Bunnymen with The Killing Moon. I heard that in Donnie Darko when I watched it this weekend, and it's one of those songs that I forget about, and when I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, that song kicks. Podcasters, I have some a question for you. I'm using Audacity right now, and that's just what I got from the, I can't remember the dude's book. It's called Podcasting something. Here it is. Podcasting, the Do-It-Yourself Guide by Todd Cochran. I had just started using Pod Producer, and I tried out the one that Pod Show has. Does anyone have good experience with that? I just am doing it this way because that's what Todd Cochran suggested, but it might be nice to have a little more control over fading things out and that sort of thing. So anyway, that's my little tech question for today. Bicycle Mark, I mentioned that this was a new feature, and I'm so excited that Mark is willing to do this. I emailed him last week or so, asking him if he'd like to do that. I've been listening to this show, as I've mentioned before in the show, I'm trying to get myself a little more caught up on what's going on in the world and activism, that sort of thing. So I've been listening to Bicycle Mark's show after hearing about it on Madge Weinstein's Used Radio, and he's so good at just being like let me say the things that he does do well. He's very direct and just matter of fact about things, and it's really easy for me to listen to. So I thought it might be fun to have him do a Activism 101. So this is the first installment, and please note the big radio intro.
It's time for Activism 101 with Bicycle Mark, an American expatriate living in Amsterdam. This is a journal of activism and those who dare to make a difference in the world. And now, Bicycle Mark.
Hey Hello, Mikey and Mikey Pod on the Bayou listeners. This is Bicycle Mark, pod journalist here in Amsterdam, with a first installment of the series that we're going to call Activism 101. This is the series where I come on and tell you a little fun fact of information, a little background as to situations that are going on in the world. Today, for our first installment, I wanted to talk about something related to the peace movement, especially considering all the conflict in the world, both involving the United States and just involving other nations in general. I thought I would talk about one of my most favorite activists from the Vietnam War era, and that is David Dellinger. Now, David Dellinger was a member of the famous Chicago 8, often called the Chicago 7, but really it was 8, which included members such as Bobby Seale and Abby Hoffman. And they became famous when they led the protest outside the Democratic National Convention in 68. And they were outspoken critics of war and pacifists and nonviolent resistors.
Our position is that whoever the candidates are, and whatever the platforms, that we must stay in the streets and stay in active resistance, or else there will be no peace, either in the ghettos or in Vietnam.
Now, Dellinger himself did serve time in prison, often for his activist ways. And while in prison, he was actually a great leader of prisoner rights movements, the right of prisoners to have certain things and to be able to do certain things and to exist, right? Dellinger marched with me, or better phrased, I marched with him when he was 75 years old, just before his death, a few years, in 2001 in Quebec City, against the Free Trade of America Agreement, FTAA, in Quebec City. And I didn't see him, but I knew he was there, and there were so many people that I couldn't find them. But I think in these times of war and making war and demonstration and all the activists out there, I think it's a good time to look back on David Dellinger and remember how he did things and maybe borrow a page from his notes, you know? And I think if he knew that I was doing such a little segment on a podcast, he would insist that he was nobody and that he shouldn't be martyred. And again, that's always a sign of greatness when you are modest. So I'm remembering David Dellinger today and hoping that some of his wisdom passes on to all of us activists out there today. Well, this has been the first installment of Activism 101, and let's see what happens next time. Hope you enjoyed, and see ya.
I want to ask you what has happened to a country whose political objectives must be secured at the end of a bayonet.
Thank you, Mark. He really exceeded my expectations with that. It was one of those things where I was like, well, I might as well just ask him to do this. If he says no, you know, he's a busy guy. So I really appreciate that he put this together, and it's really great. I think he did an excellent job. So there's that. You can check out his podcast and his blog at bicyclemark.org. So be sure to check that out if you find that interesting. Honestly, I love listening to his show, and it's been really helping me get kind of caught up on things. And I must confess that I still am, like, there are lots of things that I hear in the show that I'm just lost about. And I've decided that in order for me to catch up and to connect, I need to not be ashamed of the fact that I am ignorant about a lot of this stuff and start asking questions. So that's what I'm doing. And there you have it. There's my little political beginnings for you. And thanks again, Bicycle Mark. Next, I've got a song for you from Jen Vicks. She is in, I think she's right outside New York City. I really should have researched more, especially since I talk to her online all the time, exactly where she lives and all that stuff, but I guess we don't need to be giving out addresses anyway. She's one of my online friends I've known for quite some time, and she's a great singer, musician, songwriter, and I have a really good example of her work. Right here, the song is called Stuck, and it's from her latest album, 3.
Years have passed, there's no change. morning to you, everybody.
It's time for a Mikey Pod exclusive. A new 100-word story from Lawrence Simon.
No, 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 no. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. I screwed up. And you have to hear that whole intro. Here it is again.
Action!
Good morning to you, everybody.
It's time for a Mikey Pod exclusive. A new 100-word story from Lawrence Simon. From isfullofcrap.com.
What the hell was that? Anyway, Paperless Boy by Lawrence Simon. During Hurricane Rita, the Houston Chronicle stopped printing because of fuel shortages in town. It just wasn't possible to deliver the paper without gasoline. I guess nobody was home, too. So instead of a print edition, reporters and editors were publishing the Houston Chronicle exclusively through their website, which may have made it the largest paper ever to make the full conversion from print edition to web only, I believe. This has its drawbacks, though. I mean, it's a little weird seeing a homeless guy standing on the corner offering a peek at cron.com on his wireless laptop for a nickel.
Hack. That's Lawrence Simon. I love me some Lawrence Simon. I had so much fun doing the ReadaCast with him. Yeah. You can check out his blog at isfullofcrap.com. He also does 100-word stories, a lot of them. Like, I want to say one a day. I think he maybe tries for one a day and gets maybe five or so a week, which is pretty damn impressive. That's a lot of writing and a lot of working things into 100 words. So kudos to you, sir. And yeah. What's next? Hold on. Pulling up my paper. You know, I'm going to one day be real smooth with this, but it's fun. You know, it's just fun. So here's my little segment for today. This is my capsule review of movies and TV I saw during the evacuation and everything. I didn't lose power at any moment, but I did lose interest in everything. It was boring. We went out, Brandon and I, my roommate, went out several times trying to find something to do. And the town is really fairly empty. Yesterday, things started picking up, but the places that were open were just packed. So what I did was eat way too much and watch movies and TV. So here's my little capsule review. I saw a lot, so I'm just going to like zip right through everything. Television. Let me try that again. Television coverage of the coming storm. God. Let me try again. Television coverage of the coming storm sucked. Trying too hard to freak everyone out, though the Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is painfully hot. Crash. Excellent. Really good timing for me as I am becoming aware of my own beliefs about racism and such. The Manchurian Candidate. Great, but way too true to life. Could George Bush have been made a cyborg by Jethro Bodine? I spent so much time writing this stuff down, so please laugh. The Corpse Bride. Supposed to open this weekend, but the print wasn't delivered because of the hurricane. So instead, Brandon and I saw A History of Violence. Sucked so bad. I couldn't bear to leave the theater for fear of missing the massive suckage. Seriously, guys, seeing a grown woman being eaten out while wearing a cheerleading costume is something I could have gone my whole life without even thinking of, much less seeing on a movie screen. I'm just saying. Man, I'm serious. It was like, ugh. Angel. I saw two episodes of that at Tiffany's house. That show sucks. I thought Buffy the Vampire Slayer sucked until I saw Angel. It sucks. It's so bad. I was sitting there rolling my eyes. It's funny. Tiffany and I were sitting there, and Seth and his friend Chris, which I guess he's my friend too. Well, they were cooking. So Chris and Tiffany love the show, and Seth and I hate it. So it was funny trying to suppress my nasty comments, but it's fucking retarded. Donnie Darko, I mentioned this before. I'm not sure still if I understand this movie completely, even after this, the second viewing. But it's great. I just love that movie. And it's I'm glad that I don't understand it because it gives me reason to watch it again and again. And Jake Gyllenhaal is, even as a schizophrenic freak, hot. Camp. I watched this last night. It was fun. It's really one of those movies that I've seen there resisting being moved in moments, but I can't. Super cheesy and manipulative, but so good. I really enjoyed it. And it also features the next song. It's called Century Plant, and it's written by Victoria Williams. I didn't realize that. I thought she had covered it herself, but I looked it up this morning. In the movie, I was just surprised to see it at all. And then in the movie, the kids from the camp sing it all together in a very moving moment. But I wanted to play her version because I love her. Her voice may take a moment to grow on you, but if you let it, you have made a lifelong friend. That's my poetic moment for today. Thanks for listening today. Please contact me. You can go to the blog at MikeyPod.com. I may put up some bonus material today. Brandon and I did a sound seeing of downtown before the hurricane, but since there was no hurricane, it kind of isn't that interesting. I mean, it's fun, and it's just one of those cool sound seeing things. So maybe I'll figure out how to put it up in the post with this. So you guys can hear it if you want to, but I didn't want to make it an official podcast. There's just so much, like, we took lots of pictures of before the hurricane, thinking it'd be cool to compare, but everything looks pretty much the same. I think, like, it looks like the trees were manicured in the yard, like dead branches fell off and extra leaves and stuff. So everything actually looks better in my yard. So that's what I've got. Blog is MikeyPod.com. Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. And you can call the MikeyPod Show hotline at 206-339-6682. Leave a voicemail and I'll play it on the show. Please contact me. I'm serious. There are like 50 subscribers. And I see that maybe 200 or 300 people sometimes hit the site. So I know someone must have email or a phone. I don't want to be all like victim about it, but don't you love me? Here's Victoria Williams with Century Plant. And again, I'd like to thank Adam Raymer. Check him out at madtownaces.com if you want some work done for your show. Or if you just want to, whatever. I can't insert funny line here. I'm going to shut up now. It's obviously time. Here's Victoria Williams. Thanks for listening.
Outside my house is a cactus plant they call the century tree. Only once in 100 years it flowers gracefully, and you never know when it will bloom.
Peace Corps at the age of 69.
she lives most anywhere. He sees someone suffering, he knows that despair. He offers them a rose and some quiet prose about dancing in a shimmering ballroom. 'Cause you never know when they will bloom. Hey,
hey,
do you want to come out and play the game? Never too late. Hey, I said,
hey,
hey, do you want to come out and play the game? It's never.
Okay, I'm not done talking yet. I left out one thing. My friend Samuel has started a new podcast. It's called Radio Moonbeam. And Sam is someone who musical suggestions I trust implicitly. So if you like the music I play on my show, you'll probably like what he plays too. And it's a really nice, like, do they call it down-tempo? Is that what kids nowadays call this kind of, like, music that's sort of electronic but, like, calm and stuff? We used to call it acid jazz or maybe trip-hop. I don't know. Can't keep up anymore. Wow. I wonder if you heard that sound I just made. I'll leave that at that. So you can find him at livejournal.com/users/radio moonbeam, and I'll put a link to him too. Hopefully he's got his feed up there too. I don't remember if we got that covered, but check it out. I really like it. It's nice, and it's nice to just listen to and chill, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's what I've got for the show today. Sorry, I didn't mention that earlier. I have it in big letters on my notes here, and I still overlooked it. My apologies to you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.